Once again, the priest and his companions got up to look for the source of the voice that had reached their ears. They had not gone 20 yards when, coming around a jutting boulder, they saw a young man seated underneath a tree. He was dressed like a peasant, in a short gray cape, a cap of the same color, matching breeches, and a pair of leggings that were rolled halfway up his calves, which were as white as marble. They were unable to see his face because he was bent over a small brook in which he was washing his feet. In fact, he was so absorbed in his ablutions that he did not hear them approach. They were astounded at the beauty and delicacy of his feet, which looked like two pieces of pure crystal and seemed ill-suited to trudging up and down the fields behind an oxen, team, and plow. When he had finished, he looked up, revealing a face so piercingly beautiful that Cardenio whispered to the priest that it must be a god.